I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. On most days, Rodney Cook Senior Park in Atlanta is alive with kids playing on the playground, teenagers shooting hoops, and families strolling around gardens and fountains. But during a heavy storm, the park fills with water, exactly as it was designed to do.
When there are major storms that occur, the park basically acts as a saucer.
Jay Wozniak is with the Trust for Public Land, which helped the city create Cook Park. It's in Vine City, a neighborhood that has long struggled with flooding, and it was built on the site of a flood that destroyed dozens of homes in 2002. The park includes ponds, wetlands, rain gardens, and an underground cistern that together can hold more water than 13 Olympic-sized swimming pools. When it rains, water flows in from the surrounding area through storm drains and underground pipes. Some of it then seeps into the soil, and most is slowly released back into the city's stormwater system.
That water ends up going away in a matter of 3 days, and you would never know that there was a flood event that occurred in that neighborhood.
So as climate change causes heavier rains, Cook Park helps keep the neighborhood dry, while also providing a beautiful space that people can enjoy. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts, Carrie Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today. Welcome to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We've got new music, and we're going to throw it right at you. First up is Alexa Tarantino. The album's called The Roar and the Whisper. We'll check into the track, Back in Action. Then Whitney Ross Barris. The album's called Curtains of Light. And we'll check into Bird of Paradise. Let's dig in. Thank you.
both agree that he is not for me, but I'll still
tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue, Carl Schultz from the album The Road to Trantor. The track, The Spirit of Adventure, followed by Joe Venor, An Abstract Truth from the album Easter Island Suite. The track, Movement 2, Gods and Devils. Thank you.
To another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music. Let's jump in. Up first is Holly Cole. The new album's called Dark Moon. We'll check into the track Where Flamingos Fly. Then Russ Annixter's Hippie Big Band. Really cool idea, taking progressive rock tunes and turning them into big band charts. The album's called What Is, and we'll check into the classic Dixie Chicken. Let's check it out.
Oh, I think I'll go where flamingos fly, where the sun hangs low in a ruby sky, and the surf at night sings a lullaby. Well, I think I'll go where flamingos fly. Place for me, where the waving palms kiss a sultry sea, and a million stars light the velvet sky. Yes, I think I'll go where flamingos fly. Flamingos know where the storms all cease, where the soft winds blow, and the world's at peace. Say it's there I know, that my heart won't sigh, for I've got to go where flamingos seas, where the soft winds blow and the world's at peace. Say it, there I know that my heart won't sigh, 'cause I've gotta go where flamingos fly. Yes, it's there I know where my heart won't sigh, 'cause I've gotta go where flamingos fly.